Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
You know, you think about this, the more you magnify God, the less you magnify your problem.
That's right.
Isn't that?
That's right.
I mean, what you focus on it long enough, and guess what? It becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. Have you ever looked at a telescope? And on the small end, it magnifies things, but you turn that around and look the other way, and everything becomes real small. That's how you got to look at your problems. Their problems are small compared to God. Really, most of them go by the wayside if we get our focus right. And not only go to the wayside, but have a good time in doing it.
Right.
You know, might as well have a good time.
That's right.
We're on the victory side. We're not trying to get the victory. We're walking in it right now.
Amen.
You know, we are the redeemed, last I checked.
Right.
I'm not trying to get something. I already got it. The problem is receiving what's already been bought and paid for.
Right.
You know, Peter says this, I mean, it's something new, it's revelation. Listen to this now. You ready?
Ready.
Peter said, by his stripes you were healed.
That's right.
It's all past tense.
But
the thing is, we have to appropriate the word, bring it into the natural.
Right.
Come on. But it's all a done deal. It's a matter of getting the word down in our heart.
Right.
Come on.
Amen. Anyway, I want to talk about the law of faith.
Right.
You know, the kingdom of God is governed by laws. And tonight I'm going to talk about basically one. There's many laws. Pastor Mark talked about one, sowing and reaping. That's a law. But tonight, well, actually, it involves that. Tonight, I'm going to talk about you will have what you say. Now, I know we can abuse it. We can get off track on it. I did it. No, Pastor, not you. No, yeah, I did. I did some silly things when I first grabbed a hold of this. Pastor Mark, you probably did silly things too. You know, I was using my faith to get things. But anyway, there is a law, you know, at Proverbs 18:20-21, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. What you say contains life, it contains death. Now we have to decide on which side of the law we want to participate in. I prefer to participate on the life side. And you participate on it, or you can participate in the negative side, on the death side. That's the reason why I watch what I say. Even though I know that in order to bring things to pass, when you're talking about the Word of God, you have to believe. But here's the thing. You say it enough, and you start to believe it.
Right.
Now, you may not even want to. But if you say it enough, you'll convince yourself. Just like the story of the guy caught, you know, man, you all seen that fish I caught. It was over 8-pound bass. Now, he's told that story 20, 30 times per year over the last 20, 30 years. The bass was actually about 5 pounds, but it kind of grew over the years. And after about 20, 25 years, he actually believes it was an 8-pounder. And you couldn't even talk him out of it because he believes it. Why? Because he's hurt himself. You can convince yourself of anything you want. Now, if you can work that in a negative, just think what you do if you work it in a positive.
Right.
Amen. Now, I'm sort of an introduction here. I'm going to talk just a little bit about faith. Turn with me to 2 Peter.
Right. Yeah.
Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1. Let me get my glasses. Now, I've come across people, and I this is one of the common things I've hear. You know, Pastor, I just don't have any faith. Well, actually, you do. Now, you sounds like, I'm talking about this, the people I've ran across, it sounds like to me you have a knowledge problem. Because when you're born again, listen to me, saints, according to Romans 12:3, you received, when you were born again, think of this, you received the measure of faith. Why? Because you heard the word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. You heard the word. You received that word. You became born again, a citizen of heaven. Now you have the measure of faith in you. So don't ever say you don't have faith. You're just not using it. In order to use faith, you're going to know what the word says to draw faith. Okay, so let's start. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. It says, Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those, he's talking to us, to those, he's talking to the church, who have obtained like precious faith with us. Now he's going to tell you how he got it, by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Now notice that he says, we have obtained. Is he trying to get something? Is he trying to get it? He said, we have obtained. Saints, you have obtained like precious faith. Now that word like precious means equal value. In other words, the same faith that Peter used, you have the exact same faith living in you. It's the same measure. Now turn with me to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. We're actually not going to look at that many scriptures, but Galatians 2, verse 20, and I want to read this out of the King James. I really like the King James version on this. Are you there?
Amen.
Hallelujah. It says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, let's just back it up. Now, get this last part, part B. It says, and the life which I now live, present tense, he's living this, he's telling you how he's living. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of who? The Son of God. So there we have Peter. He said, we have obtained like precious faith. Paul is saying he's living by the faith of the Son of God. So it tells me three things. We had the same faith that Peter had. We have the same faith that Paul had. And yes, saints, listen to me. You have the same faith that Jesus operated in. All three. They're all the same faith. See, now we're not talking. This is not natural. This is not, we're not talking about natural faith. I thank God for natural faith. Natural faith goes by senses, what you see. If I saw a chair with three legs in it, my natural faith would tell me you don't sit in that chair. I don't need to pray about that. It's natural. But when it comes to supernatural, now it's a whole another category. Now, to him that believes, all things are possible. To him that believeth. That's a whole nother category. It's a whole nother level. It's for the supernatural saints. It's for us. We are to live this life on this earth with this supernatural faith. And faith cometh by hearing. I know we keep saying it, but it's so true. That's where knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. The more you hear, guess what? More potential for faith. I mean, just because I'm hearing something doesn't mean faith's coming to me. I have to listen. Joanne talks to me all the time, but I'm usually not listening. Faith doesn't come. It may be a guy problem. I don't know. And since, listen now, since we have this faith, his faith, we have to follow his rules. It's not that I can do anything I want. It has to be governed by his law. Not my law. That's where I said initially, I was working faith according to my law. In other words, what I wanted. You know, the supernatural faith is not designed for you to live in 6 houses, drive 6 cars, and have 6 boats. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm saying you shouldn't. It should not be our number one priority just to get rich. And, really, I'll be honest with you, I was in that category. I just wanted more stuff. I heard this faith message. I heard Charles Capps talk. Charles Capps. I go, I want some of this because I need some stuff. I'm believing for a 100-fold return because I need stuff. Now, you see, it's like going to an ATM machine, and I'm going to use God's faith, and I'm going to call money to come forth out of that machine. Well, it's not your money. It's really stupid, isn't it? But you'd be surprised what people will do. I've seen people do this. I don't know. I'm pretty sure we saw this, but I'm just guessing. I went to a car lot. Car lots are fun to go to. You know, I like it. I went to a car lot in Henderson, and he said, I was talking to him, and he said, you wouldn't believe what happened today. He said, a guy came in, test drove a vehicle, he never came back. And the first thing that hit my mind, he said he never came back. He said he went to go get it, and the guy told him, I just figured someone would have paid for it or something off the wall. When he said that, it reminded me, it sounds like someone like me, I wouldn't have done that, but someone charismatic type thinking got hold of this gospel message and thought he could, you know, by faith. I'm just saying, it could be, I don't know, but amen. So let's turn with me, let's look at this, the law of faith, Romans chapter 3, verse 27, it says, we're kind of jumping in this, jumping in stream, but there's a point here I want to get across. Where is boasting then? Is it excluded by what law of works? No, the law of faith. other words, a law of faith is like any law. A law is very predictable. A law is consistent. Electricity, gravity, you know, if you fall off the roof enough times, it could kill you, right? I mean, it's just a law because you're going to fall. It's repeatable. There's a law of electricity. If there's a 120 watt bulb in this, or just say one light bulb, 120 watts, if it's plugged into 120, I can tell you right now, that thing will draw about one amp. It's just Ohm's law. Wattage over voltage. It's predictable. It's a law. When I was in electronics at Siemens, the very first thing we'd come into work, the very first thing is you do this. You take this off. You take this off. You take anything hanging loose off because you're dealing with electricity. It's a law. Very predictable. You don't want to be high side to ground in between. You don't want to be that connection. A guy came to me, was only about nine of us in the lab. He came to me and he held his hand up to me. He goes, look at this. He's supposed to have a ring on. He should have had his ring off. But he showed me his hand and it had all his skin was removed. Perfectly circle all around. He goes, I lost my ring. I said, I see that. It vaporized, didn't it? Yeah, vaporized. We had another guy. Some of the things we did, I'm not even going to tell you some of the things we used to do. But in our lab, we had these big load banks. And most of the time, we'd work on them live. So you always stick one hand in your pocket. And you work on that live load with one hand. It's not going to bother you. But you don't want to stick two hands in there. You just stick one and you just adjust your current or whatever you need to do. Well, this guy was adjusting the current and I was on the other side of the load bank and I was looking at him. And all of a sudden I saw him, his hands was going like this and he was going. What happened is he used the hand, but he used the other hand to grab hold of the frame. And I saw him and he was kind of going and it was doing a number on him. And I said, Rick! And I ran up. Time I got around to him, he'd already let go of him and he fell to the ground. And, you know, I thought, man, this guy's. And he was out. He came to. But I guarantee you, after that, he was using one hand. And after that, we had meetings after meetings after meetings. Do not stick your hand in the load bank with the power on. Why? Because there is a law. It never changes. You can't call the electric company and complain. They'll laugh at you. No, it's your responsibility. You have to work the law right. God has a law. We have to work it His way. And one of those laws we're going to talk about is you will have what you say. Now, I know there's a lot of, I know there's love and there's all kinds of things we can add, but I'm just saying there's just a theme here I'm trying to get across tonight. If there is a law, you have what you say. It's pretty simple, but it's profound. It'll change your life. Because you start working in this law and you can change things. Because we're talking not natural faith, we're talking supernatural faith. We're not talking about just any faith, we're talking about the faith of the Son of God working in you. And you're just working the law. It's not rocket science. I've worked it over, I'm not saying I've arrived, but I have worked it. And I am confident. But I also know this, that the manifestations vary. I don't understand it, but they do vary. Now turn with me to, I want to go to Mark chapter 11. I'm actually not going to go real long tonight, but Mark chapter 11, talking about the law of faith. And saints, you can work this law. You can work it. And we're going to look at this example. It's probably the greatest example that I can think of. And there's a lot of examples that we can look at. But I really want to stick with what Jesus did to the fig tree. Now you may say, well, what's so big about a fig tree? Well, the fig tree was talking to Jesus. You ever had problems talk to you? We live in if you live long enough, things will talk to you. The good and the bad and the ugly, they just will. They'll show up, they'll start talking to you. But then we have to decide if we want to participate with that or what we want to do. We have to decide what direction we want to go. We just want to accept it? Do we want to change it? Or we just say, we'll just let it is what it is. I prefer to operate the law and get what I want. And that's live life to its fullest. God's way. Because He's already said, I've come to give life and give it to you more abundantly. So we might as well just tap in on it and live the abundant life. Now, let's read this. Mark 11, chapter 11, verse 12. Now the next day when they had came out of Bethany, He was hungry. And seeing a fig tree having leaves, He went to it, if perhaps He would find something on it. But when He came to it, He found nothing but leaves, for it was not time, was not the season for the figs. Verse 14. In response, or the King James says, He answered. In response, Jesus said to it, "Let no one eat fruit from you ever again." And the disciples heard Him. Now Jesus came to the fig tree. Now you have to understand this. The fig tree is talking to Him. He's saying that I have leaves. And usually, now I did some research on this years ago. Usually, most of the time when a fig tree, let me back it up. Most of the time a fig tree will have figs before the leaves even appear. That's usually how a fig tree operates. But this tree had leaves and a fig tree was saying, come on over and have some figs. Jesus gets to the tree expecting that tree to have figs, but it had none. And Jesus then cursed the fig tree. Now listen, Jesus did not pick this fight. The fig tree started everything. Now, you say, well, Pastor, it wasn't seasoned for it. Well, it wasn't. One commentator, I kind of like this. He said this. He said, it wasn't the season to gather. It wasn't the harvest time. I kind of like that. It wasn't quite harvest, but it should have leaves. And Jesus was expecting it to have leaves. But He got to it, didn't have it. So He said, He cursed the thing. Now, listen, what's He doing? He's operating the law of faith. You have what you say. Just about as simple as you can get. And it goes on in let's go down to verse 20. Now listen, he cursed the fig tree. Now I like this. In Matthew's account, it said that immediately the roots started to dry up. It was as instant. As soon as Jesus spoke those words, the law of faith went into action. Immediately. Saints, anytime you pray in faith, there is an instant that exchange. If it's in faith, there is an exchange. God answers that immediately. But the manifestation, come on, the manifestation you may not see initially. The disciples did not see anything that would indicate that that fig tree had dried up. Matthew said it happened instantly. Well, it happened instantly spiritually. And when he released those words, it started at the root. Now, think about this. We're talking about the Son of God. We're talking about he's using God kind of faith. That tree, listen, we're talking about God. That tree could have went immediately. He's teaching us a great example of how your faith works in prayer. That's the reason why Kenneth Hagin always said, you got to keep the faith switch on. When you release your faith with words, keep the switch on. I lost my wedding ring. Don't laugh. I've lost two wedding rings. I lost this one 3 times. But this one is special. This is Joanne's dad's ring. I lost it for the 3rd time, and I got aggravated at myself big time because it meant a lot to me. So I got my metal detector out, went out to Boonville where we were building a house. I was cutting some trees, and I assumed it went off with my glove because this thing needs to be resized. And I figured when I pulled my glove off, the ring came out with it. So I was out there looking for my ring for hours. Another guy was helping me look for it. We weren't getting anywhere. So I came to my senses, being a man of faith that I am. But anyway, I said this out of frustration. I said, ring, instead of me coming to you, you're going to show yourself to me in the name of Jesus. You get that? Ring, you will show to me in Jesus' name. You're going to show me. In other words, I don't have to find you. You're going to find me. Now you say, you may think, well, that's really crazy. So I got my metal detector, put it back in the truck, and went on about my business. Never thought that much about it. Because I believed what I said. That ring will show itself to me. And I don't think I might have mentioned to you once. Maybe I didn't mention to you. And I might have mentioned it to myself maybe once or twice. That's all I did. Ring, you will show yourself to me. That's all I did. I said those words. I walked away. 5 months later, we were about to move out of, we were 2 weeks from moving away when I found the ring. Okay. I found a ring. We were about 2 weeks from moving away from the home in Newburgh. And I was in the back, and I looked down, and I saw something shiny. I reached down, and it was the ring. And I told Joanne, look at this. I said, look at this. The ring showed itself to me just like I called it. Now, why did it take 5 months? Wasn't it 5 months? It was I think it was in March, and we moved in August. So it's close to around 5 months or so. Well, why did it take 5 months? I believe when I spoke those words, it would come to pass. Why didn't it take 2 months or 1 month? It's kind of like, you remember in Daniel chapter 9 and in chapter 10, there's two prayers. You recall those two prayers? Chapter 9, Daniel's praying. And in his prayer, when he is praying, the man, Gabriel, shows up while he's praying to God. That's pretty good. How you like to pray and your answer comes before you even get done praying? He shows up. The Bible says the man Gabriel shows up. Then that's almost instant, not quite, but that's even better. Then in the 10th chapter, now you think since he did it first time that quick, the second time be quicker. In chapter 10, he prays, and it takes 21 days. What's up with that? One time he prays, answer comes almost instantly. Second time, it takes 21 days. Now, you have to remember, he's not New Covenant. He doesn't have authority, and we can go on with that, but I'm just trying to make a point. Actually, God answered both instantly. Both of them. Chapter 9, it says it. Your prayers were heard, I'm paraphrasing this, instantly. And in chapter 10, it says on the first day. So what I'm trying to say is both prayers were answered instantly according to God. One had an instant manifestation, basically, within 5 minutes. The other one took 21 days. The point I'm trying to make is he did not switch off his faith. He got the results. That's what we're looking for, right? When it took 5 months for me to find, for the ring to find me, I just kept the faith switch on. That's my part. You read in verse 24, it says, well, we all know it. When you pray, believe that you receive them. When? When you pray. That's instant. That is instant, saints. You believe now when you prayed. That's when you mark it down. That's when you received it. But the manifestation isn't there yet. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. But manifestation will come. There is a recovery. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. There is a promise of recovery. But you got to keep your faith, the faith switch, on the on position. Because your faith has to travel across that bridge from the spiritual to the natural. I look at it as a bridge. And some saints, their bridge has been opened. You got to close the bridge. Now, what am I doing? When I called the ring to show itself to me, I'm operating in the law of faith, just like Jesus operated in the law of faith. Do you notice, if you look real close to what Jesus, he didn't say a whole lot about it. He said the words that he needed, and he went on about his business. Now, listen to this. Now, the next day, verse 20, it says, now in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed is withered away. Look at that. Wow. Look at that. Can you do that again? That's what I would say. Look, whoa. And Jesus said, whoa, Peter, you're right. Get the other guys over here. Let's talk about it. Whoa. You know, Jesus didn't even lift an eyebrow. Why? Because he already knew the outcome. Why? Because faith, I'm talking about the law of faith. He is operated in the law of faith. It's predictable. The outcome is predictable. It shall manifest. So Jesus, you know, I can't. Jesus just said, look at his comment. And so Jesus answered, said to them, have faith in God. That's all he said. Or have the God kind of faith. Saints, we got the God kind of faith. So we can expect the same results he did. You can expect it. It will work. What you say, if you, now listen, faith has to be, you have to believe. You just can't be, you know, well, let's give it a try. No, if you got word, come on. If you got the word, you got to have scripture, right? You got to have scripture to have faith. You're standing, just like the woman with the issue of blood. She said, Amplified Bible says she kept saying. Now, that's another, see, there's multiple ways of this working. I cannot tell you right now, when I spoke for that ring to show itself, I cannot tell you that I kept saying it over and over. I didn't. I've done that before, but in this case, I just didn't do it. I felt confident. I didn't need to do that. Now, if I was struggling with my faith, I probably would, definitely. As far as giving God thanks, I really can't say that I was extremely thankful, but listen, I live a life of thankfulness. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm reading my, it's not like I got my, I'm going to make a prayer list and, or I make, you know, I got four steps and I check, okay, I made my petition to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And now I'm going to go to step two and say, what does step two say? Be thankful. Oh yeah. And I thank you, Father. Essay. Now, step three, I need to just act like it. Okay. Now, Father, I'm going to act like it. It's not that mechanical. Right. It shouldn't be a mechanical thing. I just went on about my business. As far as being thankful, I'm thankful for everything. I endeavored to be thankful because it just makes me feel good. I like thanking God every... We don't spend... Joy and I, how often do we spend for asking for things? Do you remember last time? I'm just saying, when you put God first, a lot of things will take care of themselves.
That's right.
Oh, Pastor Chuck, you don't have any issues? I have issues like everyone else. I just don't tell. I had a ringing in my ears about a month ago, 2 months ago. So I laid my hands on my head, you know. And guess what happened? Nothing. I believe God. I still got the faith switch on. It got louder. The ringing. It sounded like my compressor with air hose off. Or, you know, it's leaking. Well, I would say over a 2 week period, it pretty well gone real, real low. Now I don't really notice it. Right now I don't notice it at all. But I still have the faith switch on. I want full manifestation. Now, if I have it now or not, I don't know for sure, but the faith switch is on. That's, you know, because what? See, it makes it easy for me when I can do that for myself because I already know the healing's already been bought and paid for. I don't need to try to grab. I don't have to try to get something. I don't have to beg God. You know, God, please heal me. Heal me, heal me. Well, actually, He's already done that. My body just don't know it yet. So you have to. Anyway, what was I saying? The woman with the issue of blood, she kept saying, that's another way to do it. You just keep saying it. What does God say about it? Just keep saying it. Well, Pastor Chuck, when I make my petition to God, I usually say it one time, but don't get me wrong, I'll shoot it again. If I don't think I made that connection, I'll shoot it again, or shoot the devil. Because I know my words will come to pass if it's lined up with God's word. And I know that if I say it, I'm just saying, I've been there before. If I say it enough, I'll start believing it. I had to do that on a lot of stuff. You take a scripture and just memorize it. Just keep meditate on it and keep saying over and over and over. Listen, saints, we're talking about, okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Listen up. When Jesus spoke to the tree, how much faith did he use? Okay. When I spoke to the ring to show itself to me, how much faith did I use? Remember, it's not my faith, technically. It's God's faith. And Jesus said nothing about great faith. He said nothing about little faith. He just said, have faith. A lot of times we think, I have little faith, or saints, just have faith. We overanalyze stuff. Just have faith. It's His faith. So if it's God, He's the author and finisher of your faith. It came from Him. So guess what? A little dab would do you. He used two words, light be. You know what? It's enough. The centurion said, just speak a word. That was enough. Because we're talking about the God kind of faith. But Pastor Chuck, I need to say a lot more words. Just have faith in a few words. You know, listen, if Jesus called Lazarus forth with three words, Lazarus come forth, to raise the dead, that same faith is in you. Oh, that can't be. Well, Jesus said, the works that I do, you will do also. Where are you going to get the faith for that? You're going to get His faith. It's just His faith that you're using. So, I can't stand up here and say that, well, you just need to say it one time. Well, you may have said it several times. You may have to quote the scripture over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Not to convince God. Well, if I quote this word 567 times every day, then God will move. No, He will not. Actually, He will resist that. Can't be. He will resist it because you're in the works. You're working. He's already did the work. He will resist it. I've been down that road. He's done the work. You're not trying to move God. He's already moved. Healing's already been provided. You're just, now if you say this, I'm quoting it 5,000 times to build my faith or to build the faith up so that I can receive. Now, yeah, I would go with that. Because I had to do that. Confess the word over and over until I get a revelation of it, until it came manna for me. Now I can receive. Because it's in me. The word's abiding. So we go down. So what am I saying? I'm saying, saints, you can work this law of faith. Believe with your heart, speak with your mouth. If you're not there, you can take scriptures, meditate in it until it comes a revelation. Now you get a revelation of healing, or by his stripes you were healed. There's dozens of scriptures on healing. You get a revelation that then you put that in the gun, so to speak. You load your gun. Now you're ready to shoot. You have a loaded gun because you're loaded with the word. Does that make sense? You don't want to shoot a gun that's not loaded. In other words, you don't really believe. But you keep saying it until you believe. You load your gun up. And I believe when I see the woman at the issue of blood, she kept saying it and kept saying it. And I think the other Matthew said that she said to herself. So that tells me you can do it both ways. Mm-hmm. Say it to yourself. You say it out loud. I prefer to say it out loud, but there's times when I'm in bed laying down, I'll quietly say it to myself. Faith cometh. You're building yourself up. Then there comes a time you're ready to shoot. Amen. You know, well, how long? Well, Pastor, how long does it take? I don't know. It didn't take me very long when I said, Ring, you're going to show yourself to me. It's not like I just... Where's the scripture on that? Ring, show yourself to me. Where am I going to find scripture on that? When Jesus spoke to the fig tree, where's the scripture for that? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Amen. So when you have the faith of God coming out, you're released with words. Saints, it's not about how, it's not really, you got to kind of watch. It's not about, well, I memorized two or three chapters. It's about the word, especially what you're wanting to come to pass. It's about getting that in your heart. If I need prosperity, I don't need to spend a whole lot of time in other places. I need to focus on the prosperity message and get that word in my heart, then I'm ready to shoot. Death and life's in the power of the tongue. Am I saying this right? Am I spinning my wheels? Amen. It'll work. It will work. My dad, let me close with it. I'll close. My dad had this microwave. It was one of those old microwaves. It looked like a tank. And he had it in the kitchen, obviously. But he was blowing the circuit breaker. I go, Dad, that thing is over 12. That's a 1,200 watts, I think, microwave. That thing will draw 10 amps easily. And you got a refrigerator on that circuit. It's probably drawing it. It was a tank. Old. It's hard to tell what that was pulling. It's probably pulling 10 amp. You got a toaster plugged in over here. Toasters will suck up some energy too. You got too much. You're drawing too much current for that breaker. You only had three breakers for the whole house. You're drawing too much current on that. I don't know if it's 15 amp breaker or what it was. It had to handle it for so long that it's going to trip, because the breaker is only rated for about 80%. I mean, you don't have to be at 15 amp. It's going to trip, right? You're going to have to move the microwave or the toaster. You're going to have to rearrange something. Because it's a law. You cannot run that much on that breaker. It's just flat. We call it Ohm's Law. We always went by Ohm's Law and Kirchhoff's Law. Kirchhoff's Law is more for circuitry, but Ohm's Law is more for just general. It's predictable. So he moved the microwave. And I guess it solved the problem, but he was overloading the breaker just because too much for that one breaker. It's the law. God's kingdom is governed by laws. And his laws are regulated by his word. Now we can keep going with this. I'm going to get into this. It's changed my life. I live by it. I don't try it. I live it. And once I found out that God has already blessed us. Saints, a lot of times we go around, I'm trying to get blessed. Well, bless me. Man, you're already there. You're there. When you find out that you don't have to fight to get it, that helps a lot. I'm not fighting to get anything. I'm fighting to enforce. We are to be enforcers. Well, Kenneth Hagin always said, enforce it, enforce it, enforce it. That's the authority. That's the idea of authority, authority of a believer. We're enforcing what Jesus has already done for us. So it made it a whole lot easier for me to operate in these laws because I'm no longer trying to get healing. I have healing. I just need to bring it into the natural. And that's where we got to keep our faith switch on. It's like Pastor Mark's been teaching, keep the faith switch on. I don't understand it. Pastor Mark, we don't understand. I had instant healings before. It's wonderful. But that's not normal. I don't remember one time I had instant. Just one. Everything else, I'd had the faith switch on. I wish it all was instant. But it's just not. You believe God, keep the switch on. Praise Him, thank Him. Amen.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.